Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But let's go around the NBA, and I take this basketball and I throw a very proper two-hand bounce pass to KT.
Chris Broussard, formerly of ESPN, now works at Fox Sports 1, and he's kind of a bench player. Like, he's not really, he doesn't do a lot. He's popping on with Skip and Shannon and some blonde girl who's the point guard of that show now. I'm not really sure what her deal is.
Okay.
So, he's on the show now. Earlier in the week, he's popping on, and Broussard does the bit that if Golden State wins the title without Kevin Durant playing, then it's his worst nightmare. It's KD's worst nightmare. Well,
what?
Durant
That's
comes on.
That's a bad take.
Durant comes on, and he tweets this back to Broussard. I see a little exaggeration there, buddy. My worst nightmare? You sure that this is the worst that it can get? With a lot of question marks on it.
Right.
Okay, so Chris Broussard now has to go back on with Skip and Shannon. And the blonde girl who's very funny in this clip.
By the way, this we should mention, this is good for Chris Broussard that Kevin Durant recognized him because no one knew that he was on television doing stuff.
I know he's been a ghost for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years.
This is huge.
I mean,
for
the
him.
Last thing I remember about Chris Broussard was when he had the tweet that Cuban was driving around reaching out to DeAndre Jordan's family to get the address of the Clippers house where they locked him
right.
in.
But I forgot about that.
Where Cuban called him an idiot.
Good job,
I
KT.
Remember, in fact, on the air, I believe I had Broussard's number somehow, and I remember calling Broussard, and he answered, but he wouldn't go on the air with us. He answered
man.
The phone call to
Can
me.
Can you call him right now on the air? Live coverage That's of it. Kevin looking at his cell phone. There's a he's looking at the number of Chris Brown.
You can't play his voice, but you can talk to him. You can hear your voice.
Yeah, just call him on the air. I mean, you don't have to put his phone number on the air, but just okay. call him on your cell phone and see if he'll pick up.
Do y'all want to do it?
Yes. Hey, we want to pop you on the show.
One of y'all want to do it?
Yeah, here.
Hey, you're the basketball guy.
All right, your live coverage of Skin calling Chris Broussard. Happening right now. He's holding
second
KT's
ring.
Phone up.
105.3 the phone.
I'm going to say that to him when he enters.
See if you can get guys, it, we're man. Three rings in.
Three leave, ring circus.
Leave a message.
That'd be cool if Skip answered.
Skip.
I am here to tell
Skip.
You that.
Skip.
Oh, no.
Voicemail?
Yeah, did you guys hear that?
Nah.
His mailbox is full.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's all Golden State Warrior fans.
He's full of it, too.
But that was his number, KT, because they said the voice mailbox of Chris Broussard is full.
So I proved that I have his number.
All
okay,
right, coming up next.
What do you win?
Now the point of
weird
it is.
Weird flex, but okay.
So Chris Broussard.
The weirdest flex.
Is on Undisputed. And here is what he says about his relationship with Kevin Durant after Durant clapped back at him.
KD and I have what I call a love-hate relationship. And I'm not trying to say we're bosom buddies and we're all that close, but we do have a relationship. We have texted, this is no exaggeration, there have been days, a couple of days, we've texted for 2-3 hours straight.
Huh.
Okay? About life, about basketball, about media, about faith. And I've challenged him on his faith and because we do share a faith walk. Neither one of us is perfect in our faith walk. And I've challenged him, and he's challenged me. Mm. And our faith, common faith in Jesus Christ, no matter how flawed we each may be, has always enabled us to come to a point of civility and understanding. So this tweet, people are like, KD, clap back at you. KD went. This was tame. KD has gone at me much harder privately.
Right.
Like, he doesn't do it every time, but when I've said things on TV that he doesn't agree with, he will come back at me privately. And he's called me names. He's gone at me much harder than that tweet. And again, we've always been able to talk it out, come to a place of understanding.
All right. See, there you go. See, now we need that. We have full context because there's some days where Kevin Durant and Chris Broussard sit around for three consecutive hours texting one another instead of picking up mm-hmm. the phone and talking for 10 minutes. They're just locked into just texting one another.
And so did KD weigh on them?
KD came back.
Okay.
Cap. You don't have my number, man.
What's all the capping about?
I think it's like pop, 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 pop.
Shots fired?
I think it's kind of like I don't bust know. A cap.
Who's our resident, knowledgeable Chippy? Young guy?
What's the whole thing? Bust a cap in your ass.
The other thing I was thinking of is it could be like...
That's the whole thing?
One thing that's like super popular is people saying no cap. Like that's what's real. So maybe
that's what NFL owners say.
All right. Somebody text in and let us know what that means. But go ahead. Start over without music behind you.
I might go to Urban Dictionary and find out what does cap mean.
They know.
They actually do. All the slang phrases. Okay, so that's all he said.
Okay.
And then Broussard says, IG DM, Twitter DM, text. It's all the same thing nowadays, dude. Don't act like I'm lying.
Actually, no, it's not all the same thing. Mm. I think when someone gives you their cell number, that's more than reaching them through a DM.
Right.
So if KD is saying, dude, you do not even have my number, but you can, because a lot of the NBA players will follow the beat writers, and so the beat writers follow them so they can personal message each other, direct message each other. But that's different than Dirk picking up the phone and texting Mark Stein.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not the same thing.
Also, so when I first heard this, I thought, okay, wait a second. You're saying that you have long 3-hour discussions about your faith? So you're going to church on the phone with Kevin Durant? I mean, it's
going on a faith walk, man.
And then it's like, whoa, you don't even have my number. Yeah, but DMs though. So you're DMing an NBA player about Christianity for 3 hours?
They were actually challenging each other's faith to make them better.
Challenging your faith? Or what, you're telling him he's not really that much of a Christian? Or what are you? I don't understand. But
Kevin, I've seen you sin, and I'm challenging you to do better.
Our Christianity enabled us to have a civility and understanding of one another. And beyond that, if you think now you're going into cover your A mode because you've lied and you've overextended and exaggerated a relationship, but you're also now making KD look worse if your hopes is that he's going to quit clapping on you.
And capping and clapping.
Came in my first book. That's my favorite cereal.
Oh yeah, dude.
If that's the what you're hoping for, well, now you're exposing soft serve Kevin Durant for hearing something on TV and then jumping in your DMs immediately. It's a bad look for everybody. It's a bloodbath.
Nobody wins.
I got some cap definitions from Urban Dictionary. Number one is to lie or say something false. You talk about what you don't do, that's cap.
Okay, well, then that's what that would be. Lie, 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 lie.
Now, the next definition was to shoot someone with a handgun turned to the side.
That's the way I use it.
No, that's busting caps.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Busting caps.
So, and then the fourth one is just to kneecap someone.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that got like galulium.
When do you know, when do you want to hold the gun sideways? That's one of my biggest problems.
You're trying to prove something.
I'm just holding it. Sometimes I want to hold it sideways.
When you're in a movie.
Okay, when you're in a movie, definitely go sideways.
Yep.
I hold it sideways to prove that I'm so adept at shooting that thing, I can be real cavalier with the way I carry it.
I hold it upside down.
Yeah.
Right. It's like being a quarterback in the pocket with like a sidearm throw.
Yeah.
Like I can get it out of the pocket no matter what.
He's got, or they call that arm talent.
Yeah.
Just call it gun talent.
Gun talent.
He's Pat Mahomes-ing his gun.
Pocket.
So there's that drama. Meanwhile, the Raptors and Bucks are at 2-2.
Yeah.
After the Bucks can't muster any offense.
Dude, Skin, I got to say this. In watching last night, I watched the Bucks last night and I'm thinking, come on. Dude, there's no way in hell they can hang with Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bloodbath watching their offense try to work. And
they had a bad game last night. Okay. Absolutely. I would say also, if you watched game one of the Boston-Milwaukee series, you'd say the same thing. No way. And then they swept Boston out with zero resistance. And keep this in mind about the current version of Golden State. Portland has two guys that can score, and they got down 17 points in three consecutive games to them. So even though what we're watching right now is fun and it's a blast, this isn't like demolition time. This is, hey, Dame's got a, you know, separated rib, and we got down 17 in each game. Out of their credit, they came back. But Barkley always hits on this, and he's always right. If you look at the first two games of the Toronto-Milwaukee series, last night, Van Fleet, awesome. Ibaka, awesome. In fact, what was Kenny saying last night? Wow, Ibaka finally showed up. Powell, awesome.
I can't stop thinking about the Serge Ibaka picture.
Pat Connaughton, terrible. Brogdon, mediocre. It's like bench guys have a tendency, unless they're Lou Williams or Jet, bench guys in the playoffs have a tendency to not travel.
Unless you're the Warriors bench.
I didn't think they traveled that great in the Portland series.
Dude, they've got so many contributors, though.
They do have contributors. They absolutely
do. It's like a bunch of them.
They absolutely do.
It's like an all-star team.
There's like dudes I'd never even heard of putting in buckets in key points of the game.
In the Golden State games.
Yes.
At Golden State. Also, the other thing, too, is keep in mind, Milwaukee's got home advantage in that series. If they make it, Toronto may beat them, dudes. It's tied up at two. I just think Kawhi Leonard being compromised, they probably won't beat him.
Oh,
I mean, he's hurt.
Sorry, technically Alphonso McKinney wasn't a bench player.
Right, he did start.
Watching Toronto too. I mean, like whoever wins that is,
Golden State should be the favorite.
Whoever wins that is going to be lucky to win one game in the finals. I would say they're very likely to get swept.
I disagree.
Well, let's see who the real NBA guy on our show is.
Ooh, girl,
like this. Show bet?
Oh, yes.
No.
Egg taint?
No.
Egg taint overall?
No. I don't want to root for Golden State to sweep. I think it's the worst thing in sports, and I'm not going to die on that mountain.